It is time to keep sorting through the rubble to find nuggets of truth. It's all right. It's what I do, and I do it very well. Glad to have you here. I'm Steve Guber. God bless America. This is the Steve Guber Show for Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020. Good to have you along for the conversation. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, great white sharks clustering off the coast of the Carolinas and in the Gulf of Mexico, but nowhere in the middle. Scientists don't seem to know why. We'll try to figure it out. Number two, in New Hampshire, it's game day for the first in the nation primary, which is required under state law there. Democrats want to know if they can get some actual results, actually get it done. New national polling has Bernie soaring and Mayor Pete way back in fifth place. Weird. And number one, the Department of Justice is laying the law by targeting sanctuary cities. Attorney General Bill Barr calling it a significant escalation against the left-wing policies of deciding which federal laws you actually want to enforce and which ones you want to ignore. Can't do that anymore. The Attorney General quite clear in his declarations that it's time to enforce federal law and they will use all the tools at their disposal to do exactly that, including laws against harboring illegal alien fugitives, which he says so-called progressive politicians are involved with. And it's about time. I don't get to choose which laws I want to obey and ignore. Why should a governor or a mayor get that opportunity? Well, you know, we're just not going to, that law doesn't mean anything to me. We're going to ignore that law over there. It becomes problematic. It breaks down the rule of law and order, puts people at risk, and creates situations like what we've had in New York, where the attack on law and order has resulted in police officers being shot time and again. It's time to clean up our act, as my mother would say. It is time to clean up our act, enforce the laws over there. And if you don't like the laws, petition the legislature. Go to the legislature and say, here's what we want to do because this doesn't work anymore. We need to change the law for this reason. It's the way the process works. You as an elected official, as a mayor or a governor, don't get to arbitrarily say, well, these are the laws I'm going to enforce and I'm not going to follow those because I don't like them and I feel differently. Well, progressive politicians get to follow the laws same as conservative politicians. That's the way the game is played. And again, if you want to change the game, you go to the legislature. Now, let's hear a little bit about what Bill Barr had to say, because you can imagine the left is up in arms. Attorney General Bill Barr, you know, Donald Trump's puppet, you know, a guy who's anti-American. We should investigate Barr now. Sure. We'll see. But bar none, he says that we should follow federal and state law as it is written. And if we want to change, we know how to do that. Let's start with bite number eight, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. He says they're going to review all laws and use all remedies and all tools at their disposal, including the judiciary, to enforce the federal laws on the books. Bite number eight. Bite eight. Go.
We are reviewing all state and local practices, policies, and laws in other jurisdictions across the country. This includes assessing whether jurisdictions are complying with the criminal laws, in particular, the criminal statute that prohibits the harboring or shielding of aliens in the United States. We are robustly supporting DHS in its efforts to use all lawful means to obtain the information it needs to carry out its mission. This includes the use of federal subpoenas to access information about criminal aliens in the custody of uncooperative jurisdictions. We have taken and will take all appropriate action in federal court to ensure compliance with these federal subpoenas.
And in fact, that has already begun. Because yesterday, the Department of Justice sued the state of New Jersey, New Jersey's governor, and New Jersey's attorney general for prohibiting state officials from sharing information with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Also targeting the state of Washington. And the list goes on because, as he said, did the Attorney General, they're going to look to defend the Constitution, the laws as written, and the protections provided American citizens, not illegal aliens. He says the problem with progressive politicians is they are putting the interests of illegal aliens over those of law-abiding American citizens. And that's a problem. And I could not possibly agree more. This is something that is well overdue. We do not get to pick and choose the laws that we want to follow. For if we did, I'd drive 100 miles an hour every place I wanted to go. Putting everybody else at risk, that would be my choice. I just want to drive fast everywhere. Would that be okay? Of course not. We live in a land of law and order. So, here's another part of the puzzle. The Attorney General says not only are they going to look at jurisdictions, they're going to look specifically at the attorneys and the district attorneys who are playing games with charging offenses. And what I mean by that is these district attorneys in some of these sanctuary places are charging lesser crimes to illegal aliens to keep them out of the federal jam up that they would otherwise be in if they were charged appropriately. Putting their thumb on the scale, manipulating the outcome of these actions for crimes that have been committed, for laws that have been broken. The district attorneys in these places are weighing in by undercharging people to keep them out of the system, according to the Attorney General. Bite number 9 with Bill Barr. Bite 9. Go.
Last but not least, we are reviewing the actions of certain district attorneys who have adopted policies of charging foreign nationals with lesser offenses for the express purpose of avoiding the federal immigration consequences of those nationals' criminal conduct. In pursuing their personal ambition and misguided notions of equal justice, these district attorneys are systematically violating the rule of law and may even be unlawfully discriminating against American citizens. Today is a significant escalation in the federal government's effort to confront the resistance of sanctuary cities. But by no means are these efforts outlined above, do they signify the culmination of our fight to ensure the rule of law, to defend the Constitution, and to keep Americans safe.
Let me give you an example of one of the lawsuits, this one against New Jersey. As William Barr said, the department is filing a complaint against the state of New Jersey seeking declaratory and injunctive relief against its laws that forbid state and local law enforcement from sharing vital information about criminal aliens with DHS. It was a reference to the New Jersey Attorney General Law Enforcement Directive of 2018-6, which the DOJ says illegally bars officials from sharing the immigration status and release dates of individuals in custody, and it also requires New Jersey law enforcement to promptly notify a detained individual in writing and in a language the individual can understand if Immigration and Customs Enforcement files an immigration detainer request for that individual. It's onerous. It's over the top. It's an end run around the law, and the Attorney General's had it. Done with it. We're moving forward. We're going to do something different. And as I say, it's about time. I applaud him for that. I have no problem with legal immigration to this country. I think it's the right thing to do. Legal immigration, properly vetted individuals coming in, having background checks, contributing to this thing we call America. I'm all for it. But just rushing the border and running over and never checking in and not following the law? No, sir. I do not support that. We'll never support that. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. It's a Tuesday. Back after.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.